Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Luke Tuma Podcast. We're back. It's another week. Come on. Thank you for joining. If you're new to the podcast, if you're old to the podcast, if you're somewhat getting your land legs to the podcast, please leave a five-star rating, or if you can, type in a little review on Apple Podcasts. Dude, it takes 5 seconds. Just click the five-star button. Write in, fucking, this is the best podcast ever. If you put your Instagram handle in it, I will choose someone once we get to like 1,000 reviews or like 500 reviews. I haven't decided yet, but I'm going to choose someone. We'll do a one-on-one FaceTime. So leave the review and leave your Instagram handle. And we'll do a little fucking FaceTime. We'll do an Instagram Live or something like that. We'll do something fun for everybody. So leave a review. It helps people find the podcast. It's huge. Also, if you're listening and you're enjoying it, more of you have been doing this and it's fucking cool to see. Just post it on your Instagram story. Like, take a screenshot of your phone right now. If you're on Apple, if you're on Spotify, wherever, take a screenshot of your phone, throw it on your Instagram story right now. If you tag me, literally just do it right now. Do it throughout the episode. Screenshot, post on your Instagram story, tag me. I'm going to repost it. I've reposted every single one. Ask around. I keep my promises here on the Luke Tuma Podcast, but thank you. Subscribe and all that. You know the fucking deal. How you been, dude? How you guys been? I've been okay. I've been good. I've been getting my fitness in. I weighed myself and it was legitimately horrific. I was at a horrific weight. I don't even want to tell you guys what I weighed. It's embarrassing. I feel like a pregnant lady. I don't want to tell you. But I weighed horrifically big. I was fat as fuck. So I decided to go strict fucking diet, exercise, intermittent fasting. I'm eating throughout an 8-hour period. I'm literally just watching videos of Mark Wahlberg talking about what he does for diet. And I mean, dude, that guy's a fucking psycho. He's got good advice. So like, if I listen to some of it and I apply it to myself, then I'm getting in better shape. I'm losing weight. I'm already look better. It's been like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. I look better. But that guy's a fucking psycho. And Mark Wahlberg gives good fitness advice, but then you realize how he lives his life, and it seems so sad. I genuinely think I'm a happier guy than Mark Wahlberg. You literally watch him, he goes, I wake up 3 a.m. I wake up at fucking 3 a.m. I get up, and by 3:30, I'm in the gym. I work out from 3:30 to 5. At 5, I have a protein shake. Then I have a bowl of oatmeal. Then I have almond butter on Ezekiel bread and an egg white scramble. Then at 6 o'clock, I drive to the golf course. I play exactly 2 hours of golf. I get home by 8:15 when my wife drops the kids off. We have our alone time. Then it's 9 o'clock. Then I get to work. Then I go through my things of the day. Then I'm in bed by 7 p.m. every night. It's like, dude, you are a fucking loser. That's not a fun life. Is it the point of life to have fun? Is the point of life to schedule and regiment every second of every day? Where is the joy? You're supposed to have joy, dude. If you're Mark Wahlberg's wife, how annoying is it for Mark Wahlberg's wife that Mark Wahlberg schedules in for them to have sex every morning at 8:15? He said it on like Jimmy Kimmel Live or something. He literally said, we have our alone time. He's talking about 8 in the morning. Who fucks at 8 a.m.? What are you talking about? What are you, in the military? Who's up that early? If you're up that early, it's because you're going to a job you hate. You're not up that early to fucking get it in. Let your wife schedule in some 2 p.m. sex with her, you fucking psycho. Imagine if you were on your husband's schedule in between golf and egg white omelet. Golf, have sex with my wife, eat an egg white omelet. How shitty would you feel to be Mrs. Wahlberg? I guess you feel fine because you know your husband's making like $300 million a year. But chill out, bro. You know what I mean? Have a beer. Sometimes maybe you can golf for an extra hour. Sometimes you could ride your bike, dude. Does everything have to be the same every day, you psycho? People like that are running away from something. They're trying to control every bit of their lives so that they don't have to think about the fact that they're secretly gay. Isn't that right, Mark? Isn't that right? You're trying to regiment every second of every day so you never get a second alone to think. Because when you're alone, guess what you're thinking? You're thinking, you know what, dude? I'm fucking gay. 8 o'clock, I have sex with my wife. 8:15, I didn't enjoy it. 9 p.m., I'm looking at gay porn. I say I go to bed at 7 p.m. every night, but really I stay up an extra hour in bed and look at gay porn. That's what's going on, Mark. You're running away from something, and I think it's that you're gay. And look, come out, dude. This is a message to Mark Wahlberg. Come out of the closet, bro. If you're gay, dude, be gay. It's all good. You don't have to work out 40 times a day, you know, and eat nothing but protein shakes and wake up at 3 in the morning to run away from the gay dreams you were having at night. It's fine, dude. We love gay people over here. I like gay people. So Mark Wahlberg, come out as gay. I'll welcome you with open arms. Dude, remember when he was like, Mark Wahlberg almost was on the plane, one of the planes that hit the towers during 9/11. And he literally said, they were like, what would have happened? Man, would you ever think about what if you were on that plane? And he's like, I'll tell you what, if I was on that plane, that wouldn't have happened. Like, Mark Wahlberg thinks he's going to single-handedly stop a terrorist regime. Like, bro, you're not in one of your action movies. This is real life. They would have stabbed you. He's like, I'm telling you one thing. If I was on that plane, that wouldn't happen. You know what that, you know what he's saying? He's literally like, you know what? He's like, you know what? If I was on that plane with those terrorists on that day, the terrorists that took down the towers on 9/11, that wouldn't have happened because I would have gotten that cockpit and I would have sucked their dicks. And I would have sucked them out. I would have sucked them so good. They would have seen the error of their ways. They would have turned those planes right around because I would have cradled the balls and everything. Dude, that's what he would have done. Mark Wahlberg would have stopped the 9/11 attacks like he said he would have because he's a psycho. And someone interviewed him and he said he would have stopped the 9/11 terrorists. And the way he would have stopped it would be by squeezing up on their ass cheeks, nibbling on their ears, kissing their foreheads and going, me, 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 me. Because he loves dude dick. I don't know, man. I think you're in the closet, Mark. It's okay. Come out. Here on the Luke Tuma podcast, we accept everybody. We accept gay people, straight people, in the closet people who wake up at 3 in the morning to do exercises. We accept whoever, Mark. Don't worry about it, dude. Yeah, I get it. 6 a.m., you're on the golf course for 2 hours. The golf course. I get it. AKA Chippendales. You're chipping. Yeah. Oh, I just worked on my chipping today. That's what he comes and tells his wife. Well, how was the golf course? I worked on my chipping today. Yeah, chipping like Chippendales, dude. Chippendales, because that's where you're going when you're telling your wife you're golfing. You're going to Chippendales. You're watching sweaty dudes dance because you got something you're hiding, Mark. And it's okay. You don't have to be the biggest muscle man in the world. You don't have to think in your head that you're going to stop terrorists. Because you know what? Look, man, it's okay, buddy. You can be gay, all right? Here on the Luke Tuma podcast, we accept gay Mark Wahlbergs. We accept straight Mark Wahlbergs. We accept Mark Wahlbergs of all types. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of his fitness videos. They actually do help. I watch this kid. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know. I don't know how many of you are going to hit him up. But this kid, you can find him if you want. He's like a fitness YouTuber. And he's a young guy. And he's like a bodybuilder. And he gives you advice on fitness and diets and exercise and all that shit. And his advice is great. But the worst part is I'll watch like a 20-minute vlog or video of his, and he'll try to slip in like deadpan jokes throughout. I mean, what a fucking nightmare. What a nightmare. When unfunny people try to be funny, it's truly one of the saddest things ever. It's like sadder than having to put your dog down when unfunny people try to be funny. Dude, if you're not funny, it's fine. I'm not athletic. You don't see me trying to dunk a basketball and fucking missing the net. That's what would happen. It's fine. If you're not funny, it's fine, dude. Plenty of us aren't anything. I'm not a biochemist. You don't see me tinkering around with beakers in the lab. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to make people laugh. Some people are here to cure cancer. Some people are here to dunk fucking basketballs from the foul line. We have different talents. But for some reason, funny is a thing that a lot of people think they can do. And I think it's because good comedians just make it look conversational, like we're just like effortlessly being funny. But really, it's just like we kind of are, but that's because that's the only thing we're good at, you know? Like comedians, really good comedians are just good at being funny off the cuff. Dude, if you're a fucking workout, fitness, dietitian, blogger on YouTube, don't think you need to slip in jokes to the videos. It's fine. Just tell me how to do push-ups the right way. It's okay, dude. Tell me what type of meat to eat and what type of vegetables to eat and when I should eat them and how to count my calories and all that shit. You don't need to be slipping in shitty sketch. Dude, he puts in sketches with his dog. That's another thing unfunny people do. They think if they do like a little bit with their dog that it's like a good joke. It's like, dude, the dog doesn't want to be a part of your terrible comedy. Don't leave the dog out of this, dude. Let the Cocker Spaniel be a Cocker Spaniel. He doesn't have to sit here and listen to you bomb trying to be funny on your fucking YouTube vlog, dude. Oh my God, it's so bad. It's just so bad. It's like when celebrities, like A-listers, try to be funny. They're like, you know, I mean, oh God. You ever see like when like Ewan McGregor or like Chris Pine, like some beautiful man actor, I mean, maybe I'm the one who's in the closet, not Mark Wahlberg, but no, like when one of those fucking people tries, like some very good looking actor who's like shredded and like has always been good looking and has been a successful like movie star forever, like Chris Evans, like fucking the Human Torch guy, and he's literally on like Jimmy Kimmel and he's like, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, that diet, I cheated on my diet a couple times, you know, I mean, my wife finds donuts under the pillow every now and then, you know what I mean? Stop. Don't do that. You're fine. Just be hot. Be a big jack dude. And everyone's gonna be like, that's Chris Pine, the big jack dude. That's fucking Chris Evans. They're all named Chris. That's Chris Hemsworth. That's one of the hot Chrises of Hollywood. That's all we need to know. We don't need to think that you're funny, dude. You don't need to do that. It's not helping anybody. There's plenty of, come on, man. That's not your thing. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. You don't need to.
I mean, man, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, my wife, she gets a little sick of it, you know, when I'm sitting over in my corner doing my thing, and she's like, oh, you're an idiot, Chris, you know what I mean? Isn't that relatable? I'm beautiful. I'm worth $40 million.
Oh, stop, dude. Stop. And the late night guys, you stop encouraging that. Jimmy Fallon, don't fucking fake laugh at Jude Law's shitty jokes. You know they're not funny. You're on SNL, dude. You know that shit's not fucking funny. Come on. Come on. Don't fucking sit there and chuckle at this hot guy's bad jokes. Enough. Enough, dude. Let fucking Rebel Wilson get up there and shake her fucking fat arms and make everybody genuinely laugh. She's hilarious. Let her go up there. You know what I mean? Let fucking Roseanne be funny. Let who, funny guys, dude. Bill Burr. Bill Burr's like an angry little fucking monster, and he's one of the funniest comedians of all time. Let him go up there and bitch about whatever's bothering him in the world. He's not going to sit up there like, oh, you know, the wife gets mad at me when I'm... Like, Bill Burr's going to be genuinely pissed off about something and make it hilarious. We don't need hot people like that are like actors. We don't need athletes trying to be funny. Nobody has to... It's fine. Just do your thing. We got funny people for a reason. Look, don't, you know... Blake Griffin used to try to do Santa. I mean, I guess try whatever you want. You know, if you like it and you want to try it, that's fine. But it was like, Blake, buddy, you won the dunk contest. You also need to try to be a comedian? Enough, dude. Don't make us listen to this. Come on. If you love us, Blake, you won't do this. Okay? Come on. I don't know. It's not for me. You don't have to, you know? You don't have to do that. You don't. Okay? It's, and I feel like it's what those actors do because they're trying to be relatable and they think like making some corny joke that like Jerry Seinfeld would have made in 1978, like if they make that on Jimmy Kimmel Live, that it endears them to the public. And I guess it does a little bit, but it also just feels so phony. Like, dude, we know you're a fucking robotic psycho who plays make-believe for a living and has 25 abs. Like, we know you're not like us. Look at your face, bro. You live in a gazillionaire's mansion with fucking 20 Bugattis. We know, you have to endear yourself to us. Just be who you are. You should literally just go, yeah, I'm a movie star and I have 30 Bugattis and I've never had a thought or feeling. And that's fine because that's my job, is to be a vacant vessel for Michael Bay's work. And I just eat nothing but lean ground turkey, and I bench press 1,000 pounds, and I go to vacation in Bali with my wife and our kids, and my wife and I just stare at each other like this. And then we go home, and then we go back to our mansion. Just tell us that, and we'd be like, oh, that makes sense. That's exactly what you look like you are. But instead, they're like, you know, I was, you know, back in my day, I used to smoke a little reefer back behind my day job, if you know what I mean, Jimmy. I have 12 movies this year. it's not, we don't need that, dude. You know? We don't need it. We don't need that. We don't need fucking Kanye pissing on his Grammy, pissing on his legs. It's a nightmare. The Kanye thing, I'm a lifelong Kanye fan. If you're a fan of me, you know that because I talk about him all the time and I love him. It's just sad, dude. Sad. I don't want to talk about him. That's the thing. Everyone's like, did you? Because everybody, if you're like friends with me, like, you know that I like him, that I love Kanye, can always have. And people will be like, see what Kanye did? I'm like, dude, don't even tell me. Don't, what did he do? What did he shit on his child? Like, what did he do now? Did he, what, you know what I mean? Is he using racial slurs? Like, he's, what the fuck is he doing? You know what I mean? I mean, God, dude. He's, like, praising Hitler or something. I have no idea. It gets worse every day. He literally put his Grammy in the toilet and pissed on it. It's like, dude, no. No. And I've heard it from an insider, actually. I do have a fucking link inside to Kanye West, which is pretty crazy. I get insider's information, which is fucking funny, that apparently Kanye is genuinely sick with a mental illness, and Kim Kardashian is a good wife to him, and she loves him, and she wants him to get better, and he's, like, surrounded by a bunch of yes men who are, like, new friends of his who he gives, like, free Yeezy clothes to and shit, and it's just, like, sad. Like, those guys are assholes. Like, dude, this guy is, like, you know what I mean? He created Dark Twisted Fantasy. Like, he made, that's, like, one of the best albums that's ever been made. You know, he's a fucking genius. He revolutionized the fashion world. If you see him on Twitter and he's literally urinating on his Grammy, like, you know something's wrong with him and you're a dickhead and you're trying to get free shoes. If you're around him and you're one of his friends, you literally don't want to tell him no about anything because you don't want to stop your checks from coming in, which I guess I understand, but be a fucking human being and be like, dude, you shouldn't piss on your Grammy. It's psychotic. Don't, you know, I don't want to talk about him. Makes me sad. Everyone's like, you see what Kanye did? I'm like, no, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Just let me live. Let me pretend it's like 2011 again, dude. Don't tell me what Kanye did. Because I'm not going to be happy. I'm going to be happy with what Kanye did. I'm not going to be like, oh, that's great. He fucking said he hates Jewish people. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Okay? He's still married, though, which is crazy. Cardi B and Offset, though. Cardi B and Offset are getting divorced. Who would have saw that coming? Who could have seen that coming? And apparently, the reason is Offset, the man named Offset, was unfaithful. Offset has infidelity problems. I mean, do you think Offset's ever used or even understands the word infidelity? He's just so high. He's like, uh-huh. I mean, you fucked up, buddy. You fucked up. I mean, I know your career is good, Offset, but that was your fucking meal ticket. Cardi B is, like, the most famous person on the planet. She probably got hundreds of millions of dollars. And you fucked up, bro. You were living a cushy life. You didn't have to rap a rap ever again. You could have just gotten fucking, you could have just sat on the couch and drank cough syrup for the rest of your life in a mega mansion. But instead, you had to go get some Instagram pussy. And, dude, you know, you don't need to be doing all that. Come on. Come on, dude. But I will say, I think if we're being fair, Offset deserves alimony. Yeah, I said it. Offset deserves alimony payments. He deserves money because he is the spouse at this. He's the one getting divorced with, and he is used to a certain lifestyle. He's been living that way. He eats caviar. You know what I mean? He puts almond milk in his lane now. You know? He rolls. He is... you know, non-GMO weed that he's rolling up in his fucking blunts, okay? He's accustomed to a certain lifestyle. That's what I'm saying, you know? Accustomed to a certain lifestyle, and he deserves alimony payments, you know? Because he's worked hard, and he's helped Cardi achieve her success, and he's been part of the reason that she was even able to accomplish the things she was able to accomplish, because he was there as her support system throughout that time. So I think he should get alimony payments because, you know what, he was a good spouse. He sat there, and when she was getting on every late night show and she was getting put on every TV show and she was getting movies and she was getting giant music videos and her songs were going number one,
Offset was sitting there going, I love you. I love you. So because he was that supportive, I think that he deserves alimony payments. You know, I just want to see, I'm here for equality, everybody, you know? And I want to see Offset be able to continue the lifestyle that he is now accustomed to. And you know, he's a good spouse. He's a house husband, you know? He's one of the real house husbands of Atlanta. He's you know, I'm sure he's an okay father. I'm sure he's a pretty good father to their child Culture with a K, which sounds like I made it up, but nope, that's the actual name. The world's ending. But yeah, I mean, you know, let's see some payments. Let's see some checks, Cardi. Send some checks your man's way, because he's a good man, and he was there for you. He supported you, okay? So I really think that that's just fair. That's just fair to do to him. And yeah, man, I saw that they're doing, they did like a Fast Times of Ridgemont High read on Zoom. So it was like Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, Sean Penn, Dane Cook, Shia LaBeouf, all these people did like a reading through the script of Fast Times of Ridgemont High, and they did it on Zoom, basically, and then they, like, you know, put it out as a piece, like a video. I don't know if they did it live or what, but I think they did it for charity, which is nice, but it's very weird. I have a couple thoughts on it. Number one, I saw there was going to be a show where literally a show got picked up, I think by Fox, where it was just going to be, I think it was hosted by Rob Lowe or something, and it was just going to be celebrities sitting on their couches watching TV and then reacting to it. Like, here's the thing, dude. Nobody wants to watch that because we could just watch that on YouTube, man. Nobody has to click on cable TV to watch reaction videos. Those, all the biggest YouTubers are reaction videos. We can all watch PewDiePie and fucking Zios and all these people react to YouTube and to new songs and to whatever's in the news. We can all watch that. We can watch Joe Rogan react to shit. Like, he's the biggest podcaster. Half of his clips are just him watching shit with, yo, Jamie, pull that up, and he reacts to it. Like, he talks about every new thing that happens in the news. All podcasters do that. A lot of YouTubers do that. YouTubers react to, like, new songs and shows and whatever. That already exists, dude. Nobody needs to click on, get a cable package and click on Channel 6 and wait through fucking 20 million commercials to watch some celebrity from 1989 react to TV that people also aren't watching. You're done, dude. You're done. That's what I like. Everybody got fucking salty that they hired some movie. Like, there's some big movie coming out, and they hired a TikToker. Allison Ray, maybe, some big TikTok girl, and she's gonna be the star of the action movie or whatever. And all these artists, all these actors in New York are like, I guess I'll just burn my BFA. I got a Bachelor of Fine Arts in acting, and I went to Juilliard for 29 years straight, and I studied and apprenticed and ingratiated myself in the acting community here in New York, and it just gets taken away because the executives only care about likes and views and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, dude, that's it. It's a numbers game, just like everything else in fucking life is a numbers game. It's a competition, and guess what? Who are the executives going to pick? You, who sits at a coffee shop and thinks you're too good for social media and sits around, I've got all my degrees, 20 million acting degrees. I have been training for this for years. I've made myself a member of the acting community. Are they going to pick pompous-ass you with no fucking fan base? Or are they going to pick fucking Lil Huddy over here with 30 million fans that he's bringing into the room? Come on, dude. If half, if a quarter, if a tenth of his fans come and watch that movie, they're going to make an extra $20 million. Why the fuck would they choose you? Because you have some fucking degree, or because I'm a properly trained actor? None of that fucking matters anymore, dude. What are you talking about? The Rock is the biggest actor in the world. He's a former football player and professional wrestler. And he's our biggest movie star. And you know what? We all love him. I love him. We all love him. Nobody cares that you went to fucking
Super Actors United Prestige School, whatever that you want to brag about, and you spend fucking $300,000 on some degree that no one gives a fuck about, hop on TikTok, do some fucking dances, get some followers, whatever, dude. Put out some Instagram sketches, make some vlogs. It's all accessible to all of us. We all have the internet. And if some 16-year-old girl decided to make TikToks and she built a 5 million follower fan base and now she's getting hired for movies, guess what? Good on her. And you're fucking too arrogant. You're sitting in your artist loft like, hey, I'm just a biff. I remember I talked to a Broadway theater actor. This guy was the biggest loser. Loser. He's the biggest loser, as the president would say, loser. This guy was such a fucking pompous asshole. He's a Broadway theater actor, and he's like, yeah, everybody tells me that I have to promote now on social media. No, that's why I have an agent. That's why I have a manager. They're supposed to do my promotion. That is not my responsibility. And these Broadway plays, more and more of the casting directors are starting to choose these social media people. We'll see that crash and burn, because I'm going to be here with my training, my track record. I know my credentials and my resume. And there are many other actors like me who have padded resumes where we have had a lot of acting experience. And so it's not my responsibility to get on social media, these things, promote myself. That's why I have an agent. It's like, guess what, dude? Guess what you're going to be fucking doing? Digging ditches, dude. Digging fucking ditches. You're going to be driving Uber for the rest of your fucking life. And Bryce Hall and Allison Ray and Charlie D'Amelio and Lil Huddy and Googly Goggly, whatever the fuck these kids' names are, they're all sociopaths. All those kids are going to be fucking taking your jobs, and I hope they all get Tony Awards, and I hope they all get Oscars, because you're so fucking arrogant, you don't think that you have to use the internet, which we all fucking use. If you're a creator right now, and you're trying to be an entertainer, you have to use social media. So don't think you're fucking above it, because you got some... Nobody cares about your fucking degree, or your student loan debt, or whatever fucking off-Broadway play that you sang in. Sorry, dude. Get some fucking dances, all right? Get some fucking dances. Do the Savage Dance, you know? Meg Thee Stallion's got plenty of songs you could be shaking your ass to. But you're not doing it, buddy, are you? And guess what? Some hot fucking TikTok kid with a six-pack is going to come in, steal your job, get a Tony Award. And I hope he fucking does, because that kid's putting in work. That kid's doing sit-ups, and then he's doing dances. He's getting a pump on, and then he's fucking pop locking and dropping it. And the next thing you know, he's going to be, you know, the next contemporary actor, which is hilarious. I hope we fucking see these kids in, like, artsy-fartsy films that would drive these actors crazy. Like, obviously, they're going to be in, like, big blockbuster, like, oh, they're in Transformers. But, like, I would love if these TikTok kids started getting hired for, like, Coen Brothers movies. How funny would that be if Scorsese was, like, casting the lead of his movie and he just chose a TikToker? That'd be so fucking... Do you know how angry that would drive at? All these extras would be like, I can't believe they made The Godfather 4 and it is starring the Nelk Boys. How could they? I would be so fucking happy to see the Nelk Boys star in The Godfather 4. Because, dude, fuck you. Everybody on social media that built a following worked to build that following. It's a lot of work. If you're starting off, I know firsthand, you have to edit all your shit yourself, you have to make it funny and relatable, you have to communicate with your fans, you have to offer them things, you have to take their criticism and try to, like, you know, do better and be funnier and be more entertaining, be more real, whatever it is. Go back to your old shit, try to do new shit, you know, whatever. And that takes a lot of work. And whatever, you read your scripts and went on your auditions, and maybe you worked hard at some shit, but you don't... Fuck you, you're fucking better than any of these TikTok kids or any of these Instagram or YouTubers. They did their own thing. They built their own thing over there. So, look, that's what it takes to get fucking cast now. Then get your ass dancing. Throw on some booty shorts and let's do it. You know? Don't think you're fucking above it, dude. Do not think you're fucking above it. What was I talking about, though? The Fast Times of Ridgemont. That's how I even got there. Shia LaBeouf was on it, dude. That guy's the fucking man. He is the fucking man. He's one of my favorite people because he's a lunatic. And, like, so am I, and so are many of my friends. We are disturbed individuals. You know, we're not disturbed, but, you know, kind of a little off. You know, everybody's crazy sometimes. We all lose it. we'll have a little time where we're angry and it wasn't justified, and people are like, dude, you're acting fucking crazy. And you're like, I know, I bugged out, my bad. Or you get drunk and you fucking yell at some guy in an Arby's in Atlanta, I think it was, and you know, the cops are like, dude, chill. And like, you just have I've had times where I fucked up and I act like an asshole. I've had so, and it's fun to see like a celebrity who's, he's an actor who's a good fucking actor. He's an actor who's, he's not like, there's no pompousness or arrogance about him. He's just a dude. Like, he feels like just a dude you grow up with. Like, a wild-ass dude. He didn't grow up like a rich kid. I think he had like a fucked up childhood. And he's just a fucking man. He's got like, he can laugh at himself. And he's genuinely funny. He was fucking hilarious in Even Stevens. You know, he's like an actual guy that's like, was funny. Now he's a good actor. He's like a great talent. And he just wilds out, dude. He smokes weed on camera. He's a fucking wild boy. I love it. Because who wants to be around?
Hello, my name is and I am here to take your brand deal. Please buy a Coca-Cola.
Like, nobody wants to be around those fucking robotic celebrities, dude. You want to be around Shia LaBeouf smoking blunts and railing lines of blow with you and being like, dude, the government's against us. And you're like, they fucking are. And you're like, you want to go smoke a cigarette? Yeah. And then the next day he stars in a fucking Oscar-winning movie. He's the man, dude. It's great to see a guy like that who just feels real and like all his flaws are on full display and he doesn't seem ashamed of them. He's just like, yeah, dude, this is me. I have shit that's wrong with me. I love that because a guy like Mark Wahlberg is trying to correct every flaw in himself until he's a perfect, shiny, flawless, I mean, like, robotic, you know, above, larger than life human being. Like, dude, you're a human. You're gonna fuck up. I don't care how many brand deals you have. I don't care how many movies you've done. I don't care how big your house is. I don't care the fact that you got a chef and security around you all the time and that you fly private. None of that shit matters. You're still a fucking human. You're gonna make mistakes. And if you're trying to hide all those mistakes, you're gonna come out and we're gonna find out you're a fucking psycho like Kevin Spacey or whatever because you're not acting normal. Whereas Shia LaBeouf, it's like, sometimes he's cool, sometimes he's angry, sometimes he's sad, sometimes he's funny, sometimes he's drunk, sometimes he fucks up, sometimes he's stoned, sometimes he doesn't fuck up. And then he's a great actor, he's a funny guy, like, he's just a cool fucking regular dude. That's a rarity. You almost never see that, where, like, a guy in Hollywood is just, like, a dude. Like, he's a dude. You almost never really see that. Where you like look at like a Hollywood actor and you're like, oh fuck, he's just a fucking dude. That's just a guy. He's just like a regular honest guy. And that's fucking, so hey, Shia LaBeouf for president 2020. That's my position on it. I fucking love that guy. But guys, this has been the episode. This has been another episode of Luke Tuma Podcast. This has been a wonderful time, man. I've been loving doing the podcast for you. It's been so fun, and it's kind of getting more fucking fun, and I'm just, like, loving it, man. So if you have any suggestions for what you'd like to see or hear on the podcast, let me know. Screenshot those phones if you're listening. Post them on your Instagram story. Tag me, and I'll repost it. And give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, please. If you could just click the 5-star button, if you could write a little review, that'd be amazing. Leave your Instagram handle. I see all of them. So leave your Instagram handle. Leave a little review. It takes 5 seconds and it helps a ton. Other than that, this has been the podcast. We'll see you next week. I love you. Peace.